Dixon is a carpenter from Wisconsin Dells. She spent most of May working with the Christian Peacemaker Project in Hebron. Israel is building walls in the city to separate settlers from Palestinians. Dixon's job was to accompany children going back and forth to school. That meant helping them get through military checkpoints and trying to get in the way when soldiers or teenage Jewish settlers harassed the children. Dixon says often all she could do was take pictures to send to Israeli media as the teenagers threw rocks at the Palestinian children or chased them to try to beat them up. But Dixon says Palestinian parents say the peacemaker teams are giving them courage to find peaceful ways to deal with the conflict over who owns the land in Hebron and to push for more freedom of movement for Palestinians.
The stuff that's happening to them, their kids being harassed on the way to school, isn't happening in a vacuum. They say that makes a difference, and I believe it being there, that confronting this barrier that's being built and opposing that and demonstrating against that barrier, they're doing it differently because they know that there is international attention on their actions.
Israel has promised to expel a number of the most hardline fundamentalist settlers in the area who firmly believe that the land was given to Jews by God. But Hebron is sacred to Muslims, too. The Tomb of the Patriarchs there is believed to be the burial place of Abraham and his wife Sarah. Peacekeeper teams are getting help from Israeli Jewish peace groups who often join Palestinians in protesting the settlers or the military's actions. Dixon says she hopes to return this winter for another tour of duty with the peacekeepers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.